We're at the 2011 NCAA Men's and Women's Swimming and Diving Championships from the Allen Jones Aquatic Center on the campus of the University of Tennessee. I'm joined by Center College Head Swimming Coach Dean Brownlee. Coach, you came in with two swimmers. You're leaving with two swimmers. You put up All-American performances and honorable mention All-American performances this week. Just talk about how proud you are of this group and Colleen and Clark Webb.
Oh, very proud. As I said at the beginning of the week, for them to accomplish what they've accomplished, just being here for going 5 weeks after our conference championship and basically seeing their friends go out to spring break, knowing that they were still having to train, took an incredible amount of pride in their performance and just really, really happy with what they were able to pull off. Clark in the mile tonight showed that what she did at conference was definitely here to stay for hopefully four more years. And Colleen swim tonight, dropped time and moved up spots. So we're still battling forward. So I was very, very proud.
Coach, some ups and downs this week, but tonight the girls really sort of closed out this NCAA championship on a really high note. Obviously, you mentioned Clark finishing 11th in the NCAAs in that 1 mile. And then, of course, Colleen, 13th, dropping her record and setting a new SCAC Open record in her back. Just what's the thing that's impressed you the most with these two girls throughout the week?
Well, I don't even know where to begin. Like I said, I'm so happy with everything that they've accomplished over the whole course of the season. You know, it's not just what they've accomplished here, but it's the book of work that they've put in for the 19 weeks of training and then beyond for the conference. But I think that the thing that they've both seen is they can both compete at this level, and I think that they both have been a little bit more hungry now, if that's at all possible. But I think that they see that how close they are to that next step, and I think that's what's going to drive them next year, and hopefully drive some of our underclassmen to also come here and perform well.
Colleen, obviously, with the two honorable mention All-American performances in the 50 and the 200 back tonight, and then Clark, as I mentioned, in the mile with her honorable mention All-American performance. What does that do in terms of center swimming and moving forward and the pride that brings?
Well, we hope that a lot of the recruits that are starting to look at us will take notice that we're not only coming to nationals but scoring. And hopefully that will draw some people that maybe weren't looking at us to take a look at us and give us a real chance to get some relays here and hopefully just continue the momentum that we've started here this weekend.
And finally, Coach, obviously Center did well this weekend, but the SCAC had a very good showing. Just talk about your overall thoughts in terms of the way you thought the conference performed and represented the SCAC this entire week at Nationals.
Well, I was very, very happy to be a member of the SCAC coaching staff, family, what have you. You had Jordan DeGainer from Colorado College, who performed really well. Matt Cucaruga from DePaul, Katie Baker, Sarah Ayers, the divers from Trinity. You had Philip Link from Swanee, who didn't swim at his best, but was still very, very competitive for the conference. So I think that nationally, word was served that the SCAC is definitely on the rise and going to be competitive at the national level.
Center head swimming coach Dean Brownlee. Coach, thanks again so much for your time and best of luck as you guys move forward through your career and through center swimming.
My pleasure. Thank you, Russ.